Well, I'm here to guide you on a journey that will enable you to take ownership of An Ghaeilge, the Irish language, and allow you to immerse yourself in its beauty, its culture and customs, and its history, which are all fitche fuiche, interwoven in its relationship with Hiberno-English. Maybe it's about rekindling the embers for you, or striking the first match. Either way, set the glow alight, and soon you will be shining brightly. The path is illuminated for you. I will show you how simple and useful Irish can be in your life and clarify concepts that once seemed so dense. Together, we will explore the meaning in our daily phrases and the psyche of our interactions. This guide will make you rethink and revitalise our Djonga, our language. Spark your connection with Irish. Start where you are. Use what you have. And be part of this global process of keeping our Indigenous language alive. Language is culture. Discover the hidden gems, the practical nuggets, the intricate systems that make up this unique and lyrical, hilarious and beautiful mother tongue. The Irish language is full of seanochal, wise sayings or proverbs. And I have thought of my own personal favourite that captures the essence of the learning journey, which begins with lighting the spark of intention. Cuir lasog ar an tine. Put a little light to the fire. A language can lie dormant, a tiny glow in the embers waiting for a breath of air and some fresh kindling to revive the flame. The sparks of my own journey came intergenerationally, a flame carried by my grandmother. An Irish speaker, Mary Guidera, was one of the most influential people in my life growing up, and her words of encouragement were fuel to my fire. Grá mór. Big love, she would say whenever we spoke. She encouraged me in every challenge, celebrated every triumph, and bestowed at all times, without condition, her grandmotherly love. She set alight my passion for our language. Fanning that flame has illuminated my understanding of our culture, identity, and heritage, and inspired me to help others in the same pursuit. It has shed light on the richness and alignment we can bring into our lives. So how do we best nourish the fire? Bahu achar ar an tine. How do we let a curiosity catch and set it ablaze? I've written this book to help light the way on your Irish language journey. A route to belonging, to connection with the past, to greater freedom within. Together, we can turn a spark into a blaze. Fire is, after all, the only element that can make more of itself. To start, let me tell you a little more about my own torch-carrying path. Like all good journeys, its destination was not clear at the outset. Cuid a Héin, Part 1. Cuir lasog ar an tine. Ignite the fire. Cabidal a Héin, Chapter 1. O splanc gulasad, mehuris gaeilge. From spark to flame. My Gaeilge journey. I didn't grow up in the Gaeltacht or an Irish-speaking household. Irish is not my first language. Yet, somewhere along the way, a tiny spark for my native language began to flicker. One I didn't fully recognise or acknowledge at the time, but one that would grow to become an integral part of my life. The first time I remember having a tangible feeling about the Irish language was the sense of pride I felt.